But that's not the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu works. Everything by HaKadosh Baruch Hu is toiv. The Goyen says, the Sheh Ashirim, I mean, he brings them chorus from Zohar and other places, that Sofen is where the good comes from. And it's very strange. We know Tzofen is Midas Hadin and so on. And he brings the Psukim Araf Tuva Shetzofan Toliri Echa. And the explanation, two or three places together in the Goyen, putting together pieces, is that Tzofen, there's only good from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, except in Dorim, it's where Midas HaRachmin, Midas HaChesed comes from. It's open and apparent, and we see it as good, straightforward. In Tzofen, which is Midas Adin, it is Tzofen. The Toiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden. Both Midas are Chesed and Toiv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only Toiv. Sometimes the right Midah is to use for us is open Toiv. And sometimes it's toiv that comes hidden, secreted away within something that is difficult. But the difficulty itself is what's giving us the good. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avraham Avinu, whatever reason there was, Klal Yisrael was not pure. They hadn't reached a darga, whether it's because of the Chet of Ma'eda, whatever it is, Klal Yisrael had not reached the darga they needed to be totally Mekabli Torah and so on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Geyser, a Tekufa Mitzrayim, of Golos Mitzrayim, which was a terrible Golos, and physically, and religiously, morally, everything was devastating. That Golos, from the first minute of difficulty, of suffering, of pain, was transforming us. It wouldn't become apparent till later. As long as it was happening, we don't know it. It's Tzofen. But at the end, when we came out of the process and we were yidden, our suffering had turned us into the material that Klal Yisrael needs to become, then we became the people that we became, and then we understood each step of the way how each point of difficulty and suffering had changed us and transformed us. It's it's called Tzofen for that reason. So because it's something that lays within, but once it's unveiled, you see where it was all along. So Golos Mitzrayim is the prototype for Klal Yisrael, for the Deiris. Every difficult period is not a punishment per se. It's not a hest upon him for the sake of hest upon him. Every period in Klal Yisrael is develops, changes, and brings out Klal Yisrael the best. Klal Yisrael could not have had the purity needed to be to be Mekabli Torah. The Siluk of the Zuma took 200 years of Avodas Perech, but when we stood at the end of that, we had sweated out every bit of Zuma that had crept into us from the Chet HaNachash. It's as we sit at the Seder, it's true when we're speaking about Klal Yisrael. It's true when people are mispaining about their own lives also. Every person has his inyanim that he went through. Everybody has inyanim they go through. The life is a makom of constant change, and everyone has the particular issues and turmoils that are his chelek and his lot. When we break off a piece of matzah, we start with lechem oini, because the rest of it is tzofen. The half of the missing matzah is tzofen. And somebody who sees it, until we don't come to the end of the Seder, we don't know what happened with it. All we have is a broken piece. When we get to the end of the Seder, that's when it comes out And we recognize that this is the ashlama of the matzah that was broken. Every person in his own goluses, in his own different issues that he struggles with, understand that in the struggling, we change. The struggling that we do, even though we seem to be treading water at best, and maybe Chas v'Shalom moving back a few steps, we still get the schar for what we could have done, because struggling with Ra is called is ki'ilu we did good, as we saw, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's brachatas is Samchenu k'moyis nisanu. It was Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's what the Hadgash of the Rambam Epanu is. Moshe Rabbeinu's forgotten tefillas were resurrected by David HaMelech. Samchenu k'moyis nisanu was written by Moshe, said by Moshe, forgotten, and he got it again. Nothing that a person does good and right is ever lost. And no matter how difficult the road or the path, Be'ezus Hashem, when we come to the Gula Shleima, each person's own personal Gula, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us back everything that we could have had in Ruchnius, and not only that, we recognize how it is that we've changed and become different people because of what we went through. Be'ezus Hashem, we should be zeicher to the matzah has been broken for a long time. We should be zeicher to the tzofen and understand not only for the good that comes with the tzofen, but the understanding of that all that had just transpired before had been us changing and moving to the direction of becoming the people we are and we ought to be. Achakash b'sameach. And cult of.